You're listening to Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferret. For parents across the nation, this is the week they either dreaded or couldn't wait for. It's back to school week.
It's also the time we send our kids out into the great unknown, the world of school lunches. That's got lots of parents packing their own lunchboxes for the kids. But how do you make sure you're packing a healthy lunch and one that your kid will actually eat?
It's the topic of today's Food Friday. Here to give us some ideas is Anna Thomas-Bates. She's a freelance writer. She blogs at tallgrasskitchen.com. She writes a weekly column for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel's food section. Anna, welcome back to the show.
Thank you.
Well, after sending your kids off to school this week, how are you feeling?
Oh, we're feeling good. The kids will be home on the bus pretty soon, hungry and ready for a snack and a nice relaxing weekend.
And so, you know, you're someone who thinks a lot about food. What are you thinking as you put together your child's lunchbox?
You know, I think of a couple things. One, I try to keep in mind how little time they have to eat. So I try to keep things simple and quick for them. Also, I keep in mind allergies. There's a lot of kids where you can't bring peanuts or tree nuts to school. And I also want to make sure that it's something that they're going to eat and that is going to give them some fuel for the rest of the afternoon.
Yeah, sometimes with school lunches with my kids, I feel like what happens at school stays at school. You don't know if the food got eaten or traded or creatively discarded. How do you try to make sure the stuff you're packing is something that they're actually going to eat?
You know, we just have a really open dialogue, and at the beginning of each week or on the weekend, we talk about what they'd like to have in their lunches that week, what things they liked, what things they didn't like, and I really try to have them involved. They either will help me shop, or sometimes they actually will help me prepare the lunch. They can make their own sandwiches, they can slice up cheese, but I just make sure they have a hand in it so that they feel like they are stakeholders and, you know, chose what they got in their lunchbox that day.
That seems so obvious, but I bet a lot of us don't do it. My family doesn't always do that. And they're not just asking for Twinkies and Oreos?
No, but they haven't had a lot of those things, so on purpose. So, no, they ask for, and I'll be specific. I'll say, what kind of fruits or vegetables do you want today?
So sandwiches are an old standby, except for my kids, who really, for some reason, never got into sandwiches. I don't quite get that. So what are some good alternatives for that lunchbox entree?
Yeah, you know, you can do kind of a switch on the old sandwich. You know, you could do a wrap. You could do, they have those cute little mini pita pockets. You could put something on an English muffin, or you can go totally different. A lot of times we'll do kind of a charcuterie platter, and we'll have some, you know, sliced dry salami and some dates and some carrots and hummus and kind of just a bunch of little things put together that they can graze on and have a variety to choose from.
But how do you fit a platter in the lunchbox?
Well, I kind of have some creative little Tupperwares that have nice little sections. So
okay.
I have more tiny Tupperwares than larger ones.
What has been a greatest hit so far?
You know, they're pretty basic. They really like the dried fruit. They like, we do some homemade trail mix. They like muffins. They also like some leftover dinner favorites. We have a thermos for each of them. And if we do some homemade mac and cheese or pizza or soup, they definitely like to take that the next day as well.
And speaking of muffins, in the piece you wrote, you wanted to get something a little special. So in advance, you made some muffins. Why are you sending the kids to school with muffins this week?
You know, muffins is like the best all-purpose food. You can, if you put the right things into them, I feel good about giving them to kids for breakfast, for a snack, or even a dessert. So, you know, if you add in a little bit of whole grain flour, you can add in, you know, some protein things and some dried fruit. But you can also add in some nice things like a little bit of dark chocolate to make it seem special.
Now, you've got a recipe for chocolate cherry muffins that your kids like. Can you walk us through that one? What's in it?
Sure. It's a pretty basic muffin recipe. The highlights are, you can do half regular all-purpose flour, half whole wheat for a little added whole grain. We use dried cherries, or this time of year, fresh cherries are really wonderful too, and a little bit of dark chocolate.
That's pretty simple. We've got a recipe, or you've got a recipe, I should say, in your Milwaukee Journal Sentinel piece. We put a link to that on the Central Time Facebook page. The fresh cherries, they bake up the same as the dried cherries, more or less?
Yeah, they do. They'll have a little bit more color. The color will bleed a little bit, but they're still very delicious.
I kind of like that in muffins when the berry color bleeds into the other stuff, like blueberries.
Stop, you two. You're making me crave muffins.
Okay, I got to go.
We've got two more hours of show.
To the muffin store.
All right, well, let's move on to peanut butter and jelly. You were talking about allergies with tree nuts and peanuts, and that's pretty common these days. So are there alternatives? Because that's long been a staple, but if you can't go that direction, what can you do?
Yeah, it's very common. In some schools these days won't even let you bring them to school, either the peanut butter or the tree nuts. And my kids are actually allergic to tree nuts. They're okay with peanuts, but not the alternative. So we use a lot of seeds and seed butters. So you can find sunflower seed butter quite readily at most grocery stores these days. And basically any recipe that calls for any kind of nut, if you substitute in sunflower seeds, raw pumpkin seeds, or even a mix of sesame seeds and chia seeds, which are smaller but still add some protein, you can get that same crunch and that same nutrition level.
You know, a big problem I have with packing school lunches sometimes is I'm doing it in a hurry, maybe after dinner. I haven't planned ahead. What are the keys to make sure you have on hand from the grocery store or to prepare maybe the weekend before so that you're not scrambling at the last second?
You know, if you're going to kind of put some stuff together from scratch, you have to put the time in at some point. So it's nice to do it ahead and do it early. So on the weekends, we'll usually pick one kind of more treat snacky thing, either a big batch of granola, a big batch of muffins, or a batch of cookies that have some whole wheat and some oatmeal in there for a little bit more nourishment. And we'll make at least a big batch of that on the weekend, which will serve as either after-school snacks or as kind of a dessert in the lunch all week. Cutting up things like carrots are really nice to have on hand, and cauliflower. A lot of kids really do like raw, crunchy vegetables, especially if you pair them with a nice dip like a hummus or a ranch dressing. Mm. So doing some of that prep time ahead of time, and also easy things like boiling up eggs. A hard-boiled egg makes a great, very easy lunch.
Now, it sounds like the two of you do a lot of your lunch prepping the night before. Is that, I don't know, I always thought the lunch would get sort of, you know, when things have been sitting in the freezer and they kind of harden, or the refrigerator. Is there an ideal time to prepare the food? Is the night before better, or is the morning of best?
You know, I do better if I do it the night before just because I have more time to put some thought into it. But you're right, you do have to think about it. If you're making, you know, a lot of sandwiches may not be so great the night before. So one thing you could do is if you were doing something like tuna or egg salad, you could at least have the filling ready and then put it on the bread the morning of. Other things, if, you know, I don't know how many kids actually take salad to lunch, but definitely keep your dressing separate, or this is maybe for more adult lunches, or do a kale salad, which actually improves over time with dressing on it.
Okay, so let's get to the end of the school day. The kids have expended calories, learning wonderful things, and at recess and whatnot. They're hungry again when they get home. What's on hand for the after-school snack?
You know, it's such a balancing act, because if you don't give them anything, then by 4:30 they're in the kitchen just harassing you to the point where you're ready just to throw graham crackers at them, and then you have no chance of getting them to eat dinner. But they're also hungry, and their blood sugar's low, and they've, you know, been doing a job all day. So I like to have something small with a little bit of protein or fat in it to keep them sustained until, you know, 5 or 5:30 when we have dinner, but not have them so filled up that they won't eat dinner, because hungry kids do a lot better at dinner about trying new things and eating the healthy things they should. So we'll either do something really basic like a whole piece of fruit, or we'll kind of go back onto that big batch thing I made, either a little bit of granola and yogurt or a granola bar, something just with a little bit of sweetness to lift their blood sugar, but also some protein and fat just to keep them steady until the dinner hour.
Some lessons we can apply to the public radio world there too. Anna, thanks for joining us again.
Thank you so much.
That's Anna Thomas-Bates. She's a freelance food writer. She blogs at tallgrasskitchen.com. We've got a link to her article with that muffin recipe on the Central Time Facebook page.
I'm Veronica Ricker.
And I'm Rob Ferret. You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.